Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth, consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
Credibility plus visibility equals reputation.
Today on episode 455 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with CEO of Change Leader Solutions, Ronnie Tsunami. I'm going to ask Ronnie how solopreneur experts can use learning solutions to increase their revenue and much more. Find out more about Ronnie along with all of our previous episodes at smashingtheplateau.com. Now let's welcome Ronnie Tsunami. Ronnie is a learning solution architect who speaks around the world, helping organizations and entrepreneurs to build, launch, and market new products and services. His specialty is in developing customer education programs and support communities to increase the adoption rate of new products and services within a specific market. For the past 25 years, Ronnie has helped businesses to successfully launch everything from IT software to digital phone services to films to frozen food. His innovative learning solutions have been implemented in more than 10,000 academic institutions and enterprise organizations around the world, including Microsoft, the U.S. Air Force, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Spectrum, and Plant Pure Nation. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Great to have you on. You have a very eclectic background. And one of the things I noticed is that you've been in this environment where you've been creating and delivering learning solutions for many years. So let's cut to the chase. What is the connection between learning and business success?
Well, you know, we talk about learning, we talk about training and education. And actually, I got into training and education first from IT. I was in technology, worked for the Secretary of Defense as a network engineer. But as we were rolling out new products, really services, even within the military and within the government, we had to train people on those new technologies. So I got into the education space from there. But then when I went into the regular market outside of the government, we started building programs for Microsoft, for instance, where customer education was a big deal. And training and education for customers in order to increase the adoption rate of these new technologies or new products and services really fell under the arm of marketing. So when we talk about learning solutions, it's about educating the customer about the product, which in our business space we know as marketing. So marketing is what we need for any entrepreneurial endeavor, but it's also one of the biggest skills that people lack, right? We know a lot of entrepreneurs know their product, know their service, but in terms of marketing it, they don't know essentially how to educate their potential customers about it, or how to educate even current customers about what their path is and their, what we call their ascension ladder of all the different products and services and how they're all aligned and why the customer should stay with them. So it's not just about even customer acquisition, but it's about customer retention.
Right. So what's an example of a business that doesn't have those skill sets, or maybe didn't before you started working with them, and what they were doing wrong, and where they were falling short on the business side because they weren't really good at the learning and education part?
Well, let's take IT. So in technology, people know that the rate of innovation, right, often outpaces the training education piece of it. So there's this gap of skills versus the technology that's thrown out there. One of the companies I worked for was Microsoft. And when I was working with Microsoft on the training side, I was literally a trainer teaching Microsoft. We were seeing that within schools that they weren't keeping up with the technology. So what happened was you'd have people that were teaching Microsoft technologies in colleges, for instance, and they weren't teaching the latest information. And Microsoft wasn't providing that information in a way that made it easy for professors, for instance, at a university to keep up with the latest technology. So they were 2, 3, even 4 years behind. And in IT, where the life cycle is 18 months, right? actually shorter now, you know, between 6 to 18 months, where new technologies come out. And if you're training people and on technologies that are 2, 3, 4 years old, well, then now you've got this gap. And from a marketing side and from a pure business side, it's just not good business. So what I had suggested at the time, and it's funny, I worked for Microsoft, but I did more outside of Microsoft when I became a CIO for a training company outside of Microsoft. So I came back to Microsoft and I said, hey, you know, I'm certified in all these certifications, but a lot of professors aren't. So they're not able to train people, including students who are getting into the field of IT, who then, of course, use the technologies that they were trained on in their new jobs. So how are we going to increase the adoption rate? I said, why don't we revamp? Let's go ahead and take a look at the training education program and create a program that supports the professors and the students, right? So we're teaching the teachers, the train the trainers, I call T3s, train the trainers.
Right.
And we're teaching students about these new technologies, but let's make it so it's much more complete. So what we did was we built this program that created what we call six pillars of support. So one may be not just the training education, but the administration, one being marketing, one being finance, all these different elements of IT and how they work when you're working with new technologies. So we built this program that supported both the professors and the students. We built an education portal, for instance, which at that time I called E3, Extended Education Environment. And so we had a program that allowed us to actually slim down the training and education process by a third. So we were able to shave off a third of the time it would take for people to get training. Actually, for some, they cut it in half for some organizations. So instead of taking 9 months, they were able to do it in 4.5 months and to get a training. So we were able to train more people in a shorter amount of time. And when I say train more people, because we were using automated technologies and distance learning, we were using more of that online learning, but that at that time was a big deal. We were able to, again, get more people into the pipeline, so to speak. And with that, it was a pretty successful to where we rolled it out in the US. And then a few years later, we ended up rolling it out to 10,000 schools worldwide. And when you think about the impact of that, Microsoft had a big deal impact in terms of the sheer amount of people exposed, just from a pure marketing visibility standpoint, for people to see more people who are entering the workforce and people who are retraining or getting trained on the latest technologies. Now those schools, because of the short turnaround, they were able to stay up on the technologies. We were able to train the instructors instead of taking a year to 2 years to keep them trained. They were trained within 4.5 to 9 months. So all of the whole process was streamlined, and they were able to keep up with the marketplace. You know, every 6 to 18 months, we had people trained, the teachers were trained, workers were trained, and companies themselves, as they were bringing on these new students, were able to understand what the technologies were and wanted to buy more technologies, the latest technologies, because they had people that were trained on it. So that is one clear program where training education was foundational to the success, not just short term, but long term for the company in so many different ways.
Right. So what I'm hearing from you is that as a result of more training and better training and more efficient training, that customer retention increased and sales of new products to existing customers increased.
Yes. Across the board, around the world. And it's for years, like the impact of the program had a pretty long 3 to 5 year impact.
Right. So if you look at something like client lifetime value, it's probably pretty significant.
Yes, definitely. From a visibility standpoint and from a credibility, because it's interesting, when you have an education program, the perception to your customers and prospective customers is that you have your act together. Oh, because when you don't have a training, think about it. When you don't have a training and education program, people are like, well, you know, this seems pretty much fly by night, right? It's a fly by night operation. They don't have their act together. They weren't prepared. I don't know about the long-term sustainability or viability for this product. Especially depending on the size of the organization, they look for the support efforts, right? The customer service and training education often is a function, not marketing, but of customer support. So having these elements and being able to market the fact that you have a training education program ends up increasing the credibility of the program and the trust. And when you trust something, you buy it and you're willing to share that product or service with other people because if your reputation's on the line, if you recommend the product, right? Especially in IT. So if that's the case, then they're going to feel more comfortable recommending your product to other, either other departments within an organization or other organizations, period, when they know that there's a foundational piece there support-wise that's going to make them look good in front of their superiors.
Right. So this is actually a great example, Ronnie, in a big company. And I'd like to now drill down and look at a very small company, particularly a one-person company, a solopreneur expert. Very often, solopreneur experts have no marketing plan whatsoever. They're really great at what they offer, what they produce, and what they deliver to their clients. Yet they have no marketing plan, and their own learning and education is for themselves sporadic at best, and for their for their clients perhaps non-existent. What do you suggest people in that space think about doing along the lines of their own learning and education and what they offer to their clients so that they can increase their revenue and in particular, increase recurring revenue?
One of the big things for solopreneurs, and I've worked with quite a bit over the years, especially since 2012, when I really jumped into helping solopreneurs take a lot of the programs that I developed for large organizations and implement them, you know, within a 1 to 2 person company, right? And with solopreneurs, one of the challenges is time. They are wearing multiple hats. So marketing becomes a challenge. And when I tell them, well, you should educate, you know, your customers, they're like, well, I can barely educate myself. How do I educate the customers? And I said, well, if you're not doing marketing, you know, you're risking being the best hidden secret. Right, you have this credibility. You may have a great product, but if you have no visibility, then you're best hidden secret. That doesn't help you and your business and sustain. And then, which is why a lot of companies die after the first year. So I said, listen, if you want your customers to even know about you, then think about this: credibility plus visibility equals reputation. So let's not talk about visibility. So if training is visible to people, then they're learning about your product. And again, the credibility comes with the fact that they can see you've got this great support system in place. But visibility, what's the best way we get visibility now? Through videos. Video marketing is huge because we as consumers consume YouTube videos, for instance, like it's going out of style, right? We pretty much watch videos. TV now is streaming video. So if you take a look at the best way to get your message out there, to build visibility, you know, any marketing person is going to say, well, what are you doing on YouTube? Since Google owns YouTube, you want to be indexed by Google. You want to be found on Google on first page results for search engine optimization. You know, they'll say, use videos. And that's tried and true. But rather than just pushing some commercial and video, why not educate your customers on the products and the benefits, right? The video, the beauty of video is if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a video is worth 2 million. And with video, you can educate customers on what the product is, how it can help them, you know, what are the benefits, and you can showcase other customers, their testimonials, right? Their case studies, their use studies of how they were able to benefit from using your product or service. And a video, everyone always tells you now that, oh man, you know, people have such a short attention span. Well, that's the beauty of video. You can communicate quite a bit within a relatively short period of time. People have their phones on them as well, you know, 24 hours a day for a lot of people. So they always have, you know, this information available to them. So when you build a training and education program for marketing purposes using video, you really get the best of both worlds because you have the visibility. And from a credibility standpoint, it's amazing because people will look at video almost like it's TV. You know, when you want someone on TV, they have somewhat of a celebrity status, right? You've got some credibility of being just seen on TV. And we've seen YouTube video stars or Instagram now. It's a big deal, Instagram TV, where someone's just on camera. It's more than just a social media post. So when people see your image and you're talking and you're coming across as knowledgeable, right? You're communicating your services, what people have experienced with it. You now become an authority in your niche just by being on video. So video helps to build credibility and visibility, which is reputation. And when you have reputation, now people are finding you rather than you necessarily having to find them. And that's where, again, if they see you not as selling, but as educating them, hey, I know this is your pain point right now. It's a big deal. There are a lot of options out there, but here's a solution that I have working, that I build, that's working. Here's someone that it's working for. Let them tell their story, or I share their story. And here's how you can also experience this for yourselves. And you invite them to your website, right, or your landing page. So that whole process is an education experience. And it's funny because, again, videos can be short, right? 30 seconds, or they can be 3 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute videos. But at the end of the day, you have to leverage, you want to leverage video, because video also is, there's so many different places to post it. It's Googled, and YouTube is owned by Google. So that video, if you do a lot of videos, then you've got a lot more visibility within Google, which everyone says you need to be there. So it really is, video marketing is the way to go to get your training and education put out there. And the beauty of video as well is it's multi-purpose. And so when a person says to me, a social solopreneur says, oh, well, okay, that's nice, but I've got limited time. And I said, what if you were able to take that video and turn it into 3 or 4 marketing pieces of collateral, right? Marketing materials. Or what if I could take that training that you're doing and actually build 3 or 4 products, revenue generating products, in addition to marketing collateral? Because I tell people I'm a lazy Hawaiian. And I say, listen, if I can water 3 plants with 1 hose, I'm going to do that. So just hear me out. What if we could take that video, right? That's educating someone on how to solve some pain points that they have, something that keeps them awake at night and really is a big worry to them. Then I can take the videos, record them, take little clips, turn those into little promo videos, right? But I have a longer clip that maybe teaches a particular section. Not only that, maybe I create 5 of these videos, series of videos based around a particular pain point, or maybe the top 3 to 5 pain points, and I create a video for each. Then I strip out the video and I just have the audio. Now I have MP3s available for download, or I have elements that can be then saved and put on a podcast. Then I strip out the audio and I transcribe it and I turn that into ebooks. I can take an ebook, I can take 1 video, transcribe it, use that as an opt-in offer report for lead capture, right? To offer that as a way for people to learn more about how to solve a pain point. And also I capture their email address. I start to build my tribe. And then I build out the rest of the ebooks and turn that into 1 book. So now I have these PDFs that I can transcribe or collect and aggregate into a full book that solves some pain points. Now I've got videos, which I could turn into an online course, and promo videos. Then I've got audios, which are podcast materials as well as other training materials. Then I have ebooks and a book, right? A physical book I could produce out of those ebooks right there. So I've got 4, at a minimum, 4 revenue generating products, or some of those could be given away as marketing collateral as well. So there's just so much you can do, all from recording, spending time-wise, from a pure time-wise. The content creation really is the creation of the video to begin with. So when we do that and solopreneurs go, oh, I get it, because they're saving time and they're saving money and they're not just creating marketing materials, but they're actually creating products at the same time. That is where I call it a tsunami. You're going big, you're going fast, because you're really being more efficient and thinking bigger.
If you want to rise above the noise, doing what you love and getting paid what you're worth consistently,
Check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork and learn how we help entrepreneurs like you. Mention Smashing the Plateau and receive 1 month free membership in Best Network. Ronnie, one of the biggest pain points for solopreneur experts is the inability to build consistent, stable revenue. And I would love to hear a little bit about what you've done in your business to build consistent, stable revenue, particularly recurring revenue.
Sure. Now, people have expertise. Regardless of what product or service you offer, there's an expertise and experience, right, that allowed you to create that product or service. So it's amazing to me where people will discount their experience and they say, well, you know, I create this particular product, but I don't have anything else to share. And I go, actually, you do, right? Because learning isn't, which is why when you talk about learning solutions, it's not a one-time thing. You don't learn something and say, okay, I learned enough. If there's anything, we know that things are constantly changing. So you can, in whatever their product or service you offer, there's some type of component where people need to keep learning about. Maybe it's the latest trends, the latest technologies, the latest health benefits, for instance. You know, there's always something being learned, right? Not only do people want to learn and keep up with things, but they also want support. So if I'm learning and I got your product or service, but I want to know, I want to keep up with how the other people are using the product or service. If I've got questions or if I've got some information that I want to share, right, as a part of a community, I call it a support community, then those are all great elements for a continuity program. So in terms of recurring revenue, a continuity program is a membership program. So you have monthly membership, for instance. So a lot of listeners may have already participated and joined the program where they may have you might have bought a product or service or even taken a coaching program. And then after the initial purchase there or going through a program, they then have a monthly membership where you pay $47 a month or $97 a month or $10 a month, right? There's a lot of different business models, but they all revolve around providing training and education and community and support all on a monthly basis. That membership program is more easier to build today than ever before because there are so many new platforms out there. WordPress, for instance, relatively inexpensive. So what I've been able to do is build membership programs in different niches. So for instance, GetMoreClients.biz focuses on professionals where they can get training, education, and support on how to get more clients if you're a chiropractor or if you're a mortgage loan originator, you know, where you've got clients where you've got to build more of a rapport with them and support them as clients as opposed to just selling widgets. I have a program that's geared towards healers, right? Psychics. The energy healers. We've got programs that are geared towards plant-based people, vegans, people that are into a healthier lifestyle in the plant-based society. So these different programs out there, each of them have the same components. They're just different niches, but they all have some type of initial product or service that's kind of a one-time thing. And then they have a membership program where people pay between $27 to $47 a month. And then I have higher levels, maybe at $97. And so they're getting support. They're getting access to new materials every month. They're getting, you know, which could be podcasts, new videos, new articles, maybe interview reviews of new technologies, new tools. Then in addition to the information, they're getting support where they can ask questions, right, through their Q&A discussion forums. Then they have access to community where the members themselves of this share their experiences and they're connected with other people so they don't feel like they're doing things alone. Then there's group coaching. So each month, every 2 weeks, I'll jump on a call for 60 to 90 minutes and essentially answer any questions and teach something as well within those. And that's an ongoing basis. So what we have here is recurring revenue. And people are staying in the program because they want not just the information, but they start to build camaraderie. among without the other members, and they feel like they're part of a community where they're not left alone, and they get that additional coaching, which helps them, you know, ultimately to grow their business or whatever the product or service is. They feel like they have somewhere to go and think future-wise, what else can I do? What else can I do? So all of those programs are pretty much standard, right, in terms of the structure. All we do is have them in different niches, and that's pretty much the recurring revenue that I not only do I build that for myself in the different niches, but under my company, Change Leader Solutions, where I work at Change Leaders, we help other people to build those coaching programs, right? or programs that are based around that same model of having a product or service and then a membership program, continuity and support. And some of the communities, just to give this, to give you some context here, how big this can be. When I built a support community back in 2004 for IT professionals, same model, training and education, coaching, and we built it worldwide. Within 2 years, we had grown that to 2 million members. Within my last organization, that a big organization, Plant Pure Nation, where I was the chief marketing officer, we built a community for people who wanted to learn more about plant-based eating, right? Vegan. And with that, we grew that to 400, and I had a team, but we had 400 support groups grown within 9 months. So around the world. So that those support communities where not only do they use your product or service, but they rave about it because now they're what we call a tribe. And when you can build these support tribes where they're getting training and education every month, they're getting access to resources and document templates and things they can use right away. They're getting access to that support community of each other, the members, and they're getting that coaching. Those four elements every month, they'll pay. They will pay because they want to have more, at the end of the day, more support. And it's really, it makes you look bigger because now you are seen as someone that's providing, going above and beyond just selling a product.
Yeah, beautiful. Ronnie, whom do you know personally who has done a remarkable job at smashing the plateau?
I think one of the people that I really admire is Stephen Littlefield. Stephen's out of San Diego, and he wrote the book, The Business of Gratitude. And when I met up with Stephen, he works with mortgage loan originators. And so he's been in that field for a while, and he's broken so many plateaus in helping people become mortgage loan originators. Again, what does it take? Training. It takes, you know, he's got a product, which is a program that trains them on how to be a mortgage loan originator. And in fact, for this coming year, I'm working with Stephen on the GetMoreClients.biz. We call it the Get More Clients Network, right? GetMoreClients.biz. But what we're doing is he's going out and doing 56 workshops all around the country for mortgage loan originators. And again, we're providing training on how they can grow their business as mortgage loan. We're using that same model that I just shared.
Sounds great. Ronnie, what's coming up for you in the near future?
One, that big GetMoreClients.biz. And we're blowing out a whole number of other universities, if you will, or academies based on a particular niche. So I have one I'm really excited about with that's tropical in nature. So all of the tropicize.com is a big one, which is health and wellness, happiness with a twist of lime, as we say. It's all tropical, but it's training and education for people how to get healthy with food, fitness, and relaxation. So that's a big one for me. And really, the Get More Clients.biz is probably the biggest program for me, just because so many people are wanting that support. And it seems to be everyone's trying to build a tribe and is confused by all the technology out there. They're just overwhelmed. So we're trying to break it down and train them on how to use those different technologies.
Ronnie, if somebody wants to go deeper with anything you've shared today or learn more, speaking of learning, or access any resources you have, where would they go?
Well, the first one would be my website is ronnietsunami.com. So under ronnietsunami.com, I have a number of services, if you will, to help people understand how to go bigger and faster. If they are wanting to really hone down and get more clients, if that's their niche, they get more clients. Biz is the other site, as I mentioned, that is growing rapidly. We have a free report on how to get subscribers, more subscribers faster and build their tribe. And it seems to me that's the biggest push right now. People are trying to build that tribe. So I'd have them go to either ronnietsunami.com or getmoreclients.biz.
Sounds great. Ronnie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. It's been a great discussion about really kind of cutting edge stuff in the world of entrepreneurs, especially how solopreneurs can take advantage of some of the trends, in particular use technology to really advance their reach through some of the techniques that you described. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here. My guest today has been CEO of Change Leader Solutions, Ronnie Tsunami. Thank you again, Ronnie, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed how solopreneur experts can use learning solutions to increase their revenue and how Ronnie built recurring revenue in his own business. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Go to smashingtheplateau.com and click on Get in Touch to connect directly with me. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.